Here at Renewal by Andersen, we believe that a warm and cozy home starts with a warm and friendly consultation. Energy-efficient windows and doors, custom styles, and professional installation. Renewal by Andersen is here to help create your ideal space. A free, no-pressure Renewal by Andersen consultation is just a call or click away. Visit us online at iHeartMyWindows.com to schedule an in-home appointment. When it's time to talk windows, we'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen.
The news is live on Joy 99.7 and hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we're on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, including Bedarin FM, Mpurugu, Clenham Radio Battle, Gaskia FM, Techiman, and Radio Wawa. Get radio on TV and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, the Chamber of Bulk Oil Distributors predicts continued increase in petroleum product prices in the coming months due to the depreciation of the cedi against major foreign currencies.
Once the cedi keeps on depreciating and international prices doesn't come down, it will be difficult for anybody to give prices that are not realistic.
We'll also hear from the minority promising to take the issue up in Parliament in business.
International Monetary Fund program conditionalities force government to reverse suspension of price stabilization and recovery levy on petroleum products. That's revelation from the Chamber of Bulk Oil Distributors. We have more on the Joy Business Report.
And the flag bearers of the two major political parties, NPP and NDC, demand the scholarships target critical skills needs and deserving students.
We need to redirect scholarships to what our skills needs are.
We must draw the lines, make sure that the scholarships we are being given are for scholarships that are relevant to the human resource development of this country.
For Change promises more alliances after aligning with Dr. Abubakar's National Interest Movement ahead of the December polls. These are more coming up with me, Mamie Sinyamiche Thompson. Please stay for details. In our first story, the Chamber of Bulk Oil Distributors anticipate a further increase in the prices of petroleum products in the coming months due to the fast depreciation of the cedi against major foreign currencies. Diesel and petrol prices have already surged twice within the last 48 hours because of that and the restoration of the price stabilization and recovery levy. Starting today, the price of liquefied petroleum products is also expected to go up. Gabriel Kumi is a vice chairman of the LPG Marketers Association, who has been giving us that update. We'll bring his voice or sound to you later in the bulletin. Also, the CEO of the Chamber of Bulk Oil Distributors, Dr. Patrick Ofori, says prices will continue to soar should the cedi continue to decline against the dollar.
Definitely because of international prices and how our currency is behaving.
Because you buy the bulk, you're seeing that at play when you take your CDs to buy the dollars to purchase a product?
Certainly. Once the CD keeps on depreciating and international prices doesn't come down, it will be difficult for anybody to give prices that are not realistic. And on the issue of even the floor prices, the regulator will not just sit down and look at the market to continue to behave in a certain way.
Meanwhile, the minority says it will take up the issue in Parliament. John Jinapo is ranking member on the Energy and Mines Committee.
The MPA wants to be setting the floor price. Then the only thing the OMCs can do is to compete upward. So we're moving from deregulation to re-centralization, and I find that very, very, very unfortunate. Why would the MPA decide that you can't sell below a certain amount?
Now, moving on, calls for local cocoa prices to be increased is intensifying after the price for a ton hit $10,000 on the international market. Farmers are currently paid 1,308 Ghana cedis per bag, but the minority in Parliament says it is not enough, as the same cost 8,000 cedis on the international market. They're calling for farmers to be paid the equivalent. My colleague Samuel Limbura has details of the minority statement. What does it say, Samuel?
The minority in Parliament notes the significant increase in global cocoa prices, reaching $10,000 per ton. They highlight the large gap between this international price and what Ghanaian farmers are currently paid, accusing the government of unfair treatment and mismanagement of the cocoa sector. They demand an immediate increase in the farm gate price of cocoa to better reflect the current high prices on the international market.
Thank you, Sir Malimbua. Well, the position of the NDC MPs has received the backing of the Concerned Farmers Association, who do not only want an urgent raise in the price of cocoa locally, they also want to be given the opportunity to sell the cocoa directly to international buyers. Nana Obuadiebunsu is president.
Parliament has to give us the liberty to sell our cocoa directly to the buyer. So that is what we are calling for. When it happens like that, a lot of people will be very happy to come into the cocoa production. Farmers will be making money because we see cocoa board being a liability.
Now, after announcing its newly formed alliance, leader of the National Interest Movement, Dr. Michael Abusakara, says the partnership with the Movement for Change is to provide practical solutions to the myriad of problems facing the country. He believes Ghanaians are yearning for alternatives aside the NPP and the NDC, and the new Alliance for Revolutionary Change is determined to mobilize Ghanaians, particularly the youth and women, in a grand coalition to elect the first independent candidate as president.
But the move to form that coalition is a direct response to the urgent need, one, to respond to the crisis that faces us as a country with a different alternative based on the realities in front of us. The second issue is that the people themselves are yearning for an alternative, and that has informed the formation of this alliance. Lastly, in terms of building from something that will take us into the future and grow and evolve beyond where we have grown to now in this fourth republic, that is also a good reason that we create the alliance.
Meanwhile, spokesperson for Movement for Change, Courage Nobi, says more alliances with some political entities who share common interest will be announced in the coming days.
Quite a number of other political entities have agreed to be part of this movement. And that is because we all share a common concern about the poverty in this country. We all share a common concern about a government or leadership that is unresponsive.
Now, flag bearers of Ghana's two major political parties, the NPP and NDC, both want scholarships to prioritize critical skills, needs and deserving students. The scholarship secretariat has come under intense criticism after a fourth estate expose detailed how over 400 million cedis worth of scholarships were awarded to persons with political connections. At his bold solutions for the future engagement with the Pharmaceutical Society of Ghana, Dr. Mahmoudou Baoumia wants them to target critical needs.
We need to redirect scholarships to what our skills needs are. We are giving scholarships for all sorts of subjects that we don't really have a skills need for. And we need to relook at that matter. The pharmacist and the specialization is a number one skills need. Let us get some more scholarships for the pharmacists and we will get it done.
Now, addressing a student forum at the Wisconsin University in Accra, the NDC flag bearer John Mahama charged the scholarship secretariat to target more underprivileged and deserving applicants.
And there are many students who got those scholarships and are back here in Ghana and working. And so we must draw the lines. We must have a minister like Nana Jane Opokuagyemang who will make sure that the scholarships we are being given are for scholarships that are relevant to the human resource development of this country. And again, the scholarships must go to underprivileged people.
Now, the Pharmaceutical Society of Ghana is alarmed about the shortage of pharmacists in the five regions in the north. Now, according to the society, the situation is stampeding the progress of healthcare delivery. President of the Pharmaceutical Society of Ghana, Dr. Samuel Donko, raised these concerns when the NPP flag bearer, Dr. Baoumia, met the society.
In the past 3 years, the government has not employed pharmacists into the public sector. And that has not happened because of financial clearance issues. If you are producing pharmacists every year from the various universities, and yet the government is not employing the pharmacists. When you go to the various hospitals across the country, go to the northern zone of Ghana, there's shortage of pharmacists in various hospitals and clinics around. And that's why we raise the issue that this is an issue that can be tackled. We need a financial clearance for many more pharmacists to be employed into the public sector.
And before we go, the recent alleged marriage of a child purportedly to a deity in Nungwa has been met with public uproar, with some condemning it and others defending the act. Speaking to Raymond Akwa on Upfront, historian at the University of Ghana, Mr. Kweku Dakun Ankra, explained that despite the misconceptions about the rights, there's still elements that can be reformed.
Unless the traditional authorities themselves come out with a new working arrangement, and that's why I argue that tradition is not stagnant. It has always been progressive. It is quite resilient. So the traditional communities can come together as this issue has occurred. They can come and sit down, okay, this is the format that we got in the previous ones. So this is the way to go about it. We will no longer, even if the deity chooses a person, we can plead on behalf of the deity.
And you heard historian at the University of Ghana, Kweku Dakun Ankra, bringing us to the end of the bulletin. I am Amisi Nyamiche Thompson. Business is next on the Super Morning Show.